In parts of India, everyone knows someone who has gotten COVID-19.
Our close families, my cousins, friends, office friends, anyone you talk to, at least one or two of the people in their network or immediate family is affected and they are home isolated or searching for hospital.
Ankit Bhutani's whole family got sick back in March. They live near Delhi. Everyone started to feel better after about 1 week, except his father, who needed to be hospitalized.
After 5 days in the ICU, he was sent home. 2 weeks later, it flared up again. By then, India was becoming the global epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic.
The situation was totally different by that time. And hospitals were already flooded. At that point of time, the whole, kind of panic crept in.
In just 2 weeks, India's daily case rate had quadrupled to more than 200,000. There was no ICU space for any more of Ankit's dad, only an ER bed. Here's Ankit's wife, Garima.
He was unconscious. He had bed sores. He was a diabetes patient and his sugar needed to be monitored and he needed those medicines.
The family had to call the overwhelmed ER every hour to ask them to check his insulin. And for 2 days, they desperately searched for another hospital with ICU space. They finally found one on April 15th. But by then, the infection had taken its toll.
The next hospital which took us in, he could live only one day there. And on 16th, he passed on.
Pradeep Bhutani was a 71-year-old retired professor and school principal. He's now among the hundreds of thousands who have died of COVID-19 in India. Experts say the true death count is probably far higher than reported. Meanwhile, only one in 50 Indians have been fully vaccinated.
All of us have gone through this physical and mental pain in the period of last month. God knows what else is there to come.